The trial that we've just completed and is a lead on to our next trial is a preoperative, a neoadjuvant study of FEC, 5-FU epirubicin cytoxan, times 4, standard 3-weekly cycle, followed by Taxotere and capecitabine. And this was a community-based study, but the key thing that we did is that we got tissue. And in a community practice, that was a big step for us. US Oncology is a terrific organization, lots of docs, and a lot of people like me who are academic refugees who are really committed to not just treating breast cancer, but to, what are they saying in the Congress? You know, the forward, moving forward. And so we obtained tissue, core biopsies, one poster of which we'll be submitting for in vitro chemosensitivity testing. But also, we collaborated with MD Anderson, and we sent our tissue to MD Anderson, Dr. Lajos Pusztai, and we are looking at the microarrays to determine, to look for signatures and denoting responsiveness. And we'll correlate the patient's response. Pathologic complete response was the primary objective of this study with the tissue microarray. So that was a really big deal for our network to get in, because to get IRB approval for this sort of thing, it has to be done in the outpatient setting. And it's very easy to send your patient in, ultrasound-guided biopsy. No, what you have to do is to recruit your surgeons, and then you have to show them this is the technique. I mean, it's not any big deal that they haven't done a million times if they're busy breast cancer surgeons. There's 4 different trays. You got to put your specimen in each vial with special preservative. And so, I mean, this was a huge thing for us. And one of the things that is reflected in our abstract is the learning curve. Interestingly, it was a learning curve not just for us, but also for the center at MD Anderson receiving all of this material. I mean, they were blown away. We had 195 samples that we shipped to them. But again, because tumors are not all tumors and they're stroma, so we had in the latter half about a 65% recovery of good tissue that they could use. In the beginning, it wasn't quite as good, but it was both sides. We had our learning curves. But what we proved is that in the community, we can do this. And so our next trial is going to be in HER2-positive patients, where we're going to be looking at lapatinib. And again, the key things are continuing to develop this approach towards personalized medicine. So the first 2 weeks of this study will be a run-in period where we'll give either trastuzumab or lapatinib, or trastuzumab plus lapatinib. And we'll get a biopsy as a baseline, and we'll get a biopsy at the end of 2 weeks, trying to look at what changes have occurred. Then the patients will be treated with FEC75, the same as Dr. Buzdar showed, and then that will be followed by the paclitaxel, the 80 milligram per meter squared weekly for 12. During this entire time, they will get either of the HER2 agents to which they were randomized up front. So if they were randomized to lapatinib, they'll continue that for the duration of the chemo. The trastuzumab, they'll continue that, or the combination of the trastuzumab and the lapatinib. Then they'll undergo surgery, and the type of surgery is, again, dependent on their local practice, what is appropriate. And then the endpoint is going to be pathologic complete response. And then we hope to integrate all of that, obviously, into these tissue biomarkers. The patients who do not achieve a pathologic complete remission, we would like to get a third optional biopsy to see what's different about their tumor, and to perhaps use that as a springboard for, gee, now we've identified these aspects of your tumor, and you may be excellent for this sort of therapy. Now, the beauty of this trial is that we have a whole another set of wonderful collaborators. Dr. Jenny Chang is going to work with us because there are some intimations that lapatinib may have some very significant effects on stem cell, bringing those stem cells out so that we can treat them. And also Dr. Lance Liotta, who's done wonderful work at George Mason University in characterizing the proteins, the proteomics, and especially the phosphoproteins, which may explain the escape pathways that some of these tumors are undergoing.